are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Hey everyone, welcome back to Next on Scene. I am so excited to have a really inspiring guest on the line from New Jersey today, David Tash, who is going to be telling us all about Facebook advertising and more. I mean, of course, we all want to know about Facebook advertising, right? Because Facebook is the world of today with getting your brand out to the masses. So we're excited to learn all about that. And David also has a few surprises of what else he can teach us on the line today. So stay tuned and we'll be back in a few moments. Today, the show is brought to you by Gary Haggerty. Gary is the ambassador for the National Blues Hall of Fame based in Rhode Island. Get in touch with Gary today at Gary Haggerty on Facebook, and you can also look up his entertainment company at Spider Entertainment, S-P-Y-D-R Entertainment. All right, everybody. So we officially have David Tash on the line, the director of client strategy for Tash Advertising. Hi, David. How are you today?
Hey, Jackie. How are you? Hey, guys. Thanks for having me today.
Of course. I'm so excited to have you. And we know you have a mind of marketing and we can't wait for you to share your brain with our audience. So let's talk a little bit about how you even got into the world of advertising and marketing.
Well, first off, let me say that this is going to be the biggest episode of Next on Scene just because you have the queen of podcasts, Jay-Z, on the mic.
That's love, and Tash. That is love.
And who doesn't want to talk about pixels, right?
Right. And you know what, to be honest with you, I don't even think a lot of people even understand what that is, so it'll be really good to tap into that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, like, how did you get involved in marketing and advertising?
Well, to be honest with you, it kind of happened by accident and out of necessity. I never really planned on being a marketer. I never really planned on, like, to get into this field. But now that I am, I absolutely love it. And I realized, like, that's been my passion with business all along. Like, that's been a part of it I absolutely, truly love. And, you know, I started noticing. I started up a company a little while ago, 5 years ago. And it's a limousine company. And we did fairly well. But it was one-to-one where pretty much I was getting all the business. And it was great, but I worked so much and so long. And I was missing out on a lot of things going on, you know, like Christmas, you know, things like that, kind of important Christmas, right?
Right.
And and I thought to myself, like, there have to be a better way. So I kind of sought out someone in my industry that was doing it in a way that, you know, their time wasn't all taken away by the business. And I actually found a person like that and actually saw the way they kind of did things. And I'm like, hey, I can kind of do this too. And, you know, it ended up being like probably the biggest thing and smartest thing I could have done for myself. And so my time, like, I started to do the same things that, you know, my mentor was showing me, and it freed up a ton of my time, and, you know, my business was growing, and a piece of it was marketing. So I started noticing, like, we started to do some things on LinkedIn. It was more networking things, but people would, like, put on my profile that I was good at marketing. And I always laughed at that because, you know, I'm saying to myself, like, why are they putting marketing as one of, like, you know, my best attributes when I'm not even in marketing? It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, so I had a little bit more free time, and I started studying some things to get into because, you know, when you're used to working so much, like, you can't help but to, you know, to find things to do and to work.
Right.
So I thought to myself, you know, how can I have a greater impact on my company? And that's when I started, like it's kind of like, you know, they say, like, when the student's ready, the teacher appears.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, as I'm thinking this, I actually saw on Facebook one of those, like, gurus, and they started talking about advertising one-to-many instead of one-to-one. Pretty much the principle of, like, multiplying yourself. So this way, instead of impacting a small amount of people, through the power of marketing, you can actually impact a great deal of people if you do it correctly. And I said to myself, like, that makes a lot of sense. So I kind of went on this journey, and I started to read, you know, successful marketers or the legends of marketing. And I started to study people like Jay Abraham, Todd Hopkins, Scientific Advertisement, Dean Jackson, Joe Polish. So I really started to like dig deep and, you know, really understand one, like what makes an advertisement successful, you know, and two, how to do it.
Right.
How to do it for myself.
No, it's so fascinating. But I always like, you know, audience, just so you understand, David and I have like grown up together. Basically, we went to college and I always thought you were good at marketing unintentionally because you were always promoting other people. You were like, you were just a people person. So I think that was just in your blood to begin with, you know?
Thanks, Jackie.
Yeah, no, well, I mean that though. I think that that was just something that was meant to happen for you. It was just kind of a matter of time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really just power in edifying others. It's like, when you can appreciate someone and celebrate them for like their strong attributes, it just always reciprocates and, you know, and good things happen to you even if you intend them to or not.
It's true. That is so true. Interesting analogies. I really, really like them. No, seriously. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, so let's get into some other questions. So now we know you work with a lot of contractors. I think it's great because you're expanding outside of your referral network, especially, you know, especially online. Everything is social media, but contractors, they really do base everything on like meeting people, right? That's really what they've always done. So why would it be like, tell us an example of how it has become valuable for contractors to consider expanding their marketing business online.
That's a great question, Jackie. First off, let's look at this, right? Let's think of like a plumber or let's think of like a roofer and let's ask ourselves, right? Why would anyone need a roofer, for example? It's because they need a new roof. A plumber is because water's coming out of your sink or your toilet and, you know, you need something to get done. So your natural reaction is A, you'd ask someone like, hey, do you know a good plumber? Do you know a good roofer? Or B, you would go on Google, that magical website, right? And you would type in, I need a plumber, I need a roofer, whatever it is, right?
Which is what most people do now anyway.
That's what most people do.
Right.
But the smart plumbers and the smart roofers, what they will do is they can actually use Facebook to get to that homeowner before they actually go on Google. And that's what makes Facebook so magical, right?
No, I think I'm listening. I'm taking that in. That's a really good point. So it's almost like if it's in your face already and you're like, oh my God, I actually do need that rather than searching for it. If it's right in front of me, it's going to be more wanted to me, right? So
yeah, Facebook has a targeting tool called Behaviors, and you can actually target people based on intent. And this is a fun fact. Back in 2012, Facebook actually got in trouble because they can actually predict, I think it was 82% success rate of women who are pregnant in their first trimester before they knew they were pregnant.
What? Are you serious?
No, crazy, right?
That is insane. But, how?
So we're going to get into more of that.
Okay.
But yeah, like if you're a contractor and you know, we work with roofers. That's kind of what we do. That's kind of the niche that we settled on. And you know, when you're first starting out and we're a young marketing company, it's always better to hone in and just, you know, really understand like one particular group of people. And we call it a super niche because, you know, we don't just work with contractors. We want to work with a specific type of contractor, which is roofing. And that's, you know, that's kind of what we chose to really, you know, to really excel at. And so when someone buys a roof for their home, it's a major decision. It's an investment that's going to protect them, but it's a very high ticket item. We're talking, you know, average 10, 12 grand here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that they try to put off for a long time. Like, you know, you need it done, but you know, you're going to try to wait it out another year, you know, because no one really wants to bite the bullet and actually cough up that 12 grand.
Right.
So, what a smart roofer would do is they'll actually use content marketing. And this isn't like posting on your Facebook page. You know, this is not, posting on your Facebook page is fine, but this is not that. Like, this is like powerful, targeted, specialized messages that's geared towards identifying people with a specific problem. And once you do that, you build an audience. And once you build that audience, then you start to market to them with solutions to that specific problem. Like, you ever seen that show, Home Improvement?
Of course, yeah. What's his name? Mark Allen or something? I can't remember his name. Tim Allen. Yeah.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Right. Right.
So if you had a chance to have Tim the Tool Man Taylor do your roof or fix your sink, would you take that or would you take some random guy on Google?
No, I'd rather take the person that I felt a connection with.
Exactly.
Right.
So what Facebook allows you to do is actually build up that trust so that way people stop haggling you over price and they start to figure out ways where they can afford you.
Oh my God, it's so freaking smart, Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
But that's where they come to hire you, Tash, because people can't get into all the like back end of that. I'm assuming that's super complex. I know it took you a while to learn it yourself.
Well, I'm to be honest with you, I'm still learning because Facebook changes its algorithm every single day. Like, what worked last week doesn't necessarily work this week.
Right.
So one of the smartest things you can do is hire someone like me that knows what they're doing. And one of the smartest things that someone like me can do is surround myself with other people who are smarter or just as smart. And that's exactly what I've done. You know, I'm part of a small mastermind with literally some, like, probably five of, like, the top 100 marketers in the entire world. And, you know, we keep each other honest and we keep pushing each other. And, you know, the things that we learn on a weekly basis, just incredible. And we all use it to kind of help our clients. You know, our clients benefit from that.
It's so smart. Like, how could you not? There's always something to learn from somebody that's, you know, everybody's smarter than somebody else on some level in some specialty. So you might as well utilize it, right?
Oh, yeah. I read something the other day that said you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
So where do you read all these analogies? It's so fascinating.
Again, like, the information is there. I mean,
right. It's just you got to look for it.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. All right. So let's tap into pixels because we were on this topic. So what are they and how does it benefit a client?
Okay. So a pixel is a speck of coding, right, that is on your computer screen or your phone screen. And do you remember, like, those TV commercials when – HD was like so popular and it was like, hey, this TV has 4K pixels or 4,000 pixels. They're those little tiny dots. And what it is that Facebook has a really tiny, tiny website and it fits in between that one by one dot and it keeps you logged in to Facebook. So, you know, when you go back on your Facebook app or the Facebook website, you don't have to sign in.
Yeah, of course. Right.
So that's that small little tiny website. And what Facebook allows anyone to do for absolutely free is you can put a piece of code on your website or your landing page or whatever offer that you're making to clients. And it connects, like, it'll connect Jackie's profile as someone who visited your landing page or your website. So now you can build an audience of people that already know you and you can market them directly on Facebook. Now, why would you want to do that, right?
I'm listening. I'm, like, so fascinated right now that you could even do that. Okay, I'm listening.
Because, one, it is 10 times cheaper to market to someone that already knows you than it is to market to a cold audience.
Right, because it's all about that personal connection at the end of the day on some level, right? Just like you were using the Tim Allen reference.
Absolutely.
Right.
And two, Facebook actually rewards you for people to market to people that already know you because Facebook's very smart, right? They figured out a long time ago that marketers ruin everything.
Why?
Like, you ever watch TV? Like, you watch TV, like, every 6 minutes there's something like thrown down your face. Like, I'm getting commercials for, I don't know, for Viagra or Honda Odyssey or Vagisil, all this stuff that I do not care one bit about, right, whenever I watch TV. And
right.
It's so annoying.
Right.
So Facebook really wants to protect its user experience. So they only want people being marketed to that's relevant to the topic. So, for instance, if I'm a renter, why do I care if you have a roofing deal? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it doesn't really pertain to me. Or why do I care about, let's say, there's some deal on, like, you know, tampons. Like, no offense, but that's not relevant to me. I shouldn't be seeing those type of ads.
Right.
So Facebook actually punishes you if you show people who don't care about your stuff, your stuff. So when you actually show people that are actually engaged, Facebook rewards you immensely, and it's 10 times cheaper for you to reach and talk to those people than trying to talk to a cold audience.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like to say it's, you know, I've been to like a busy, popular bar on a Saturday night, and you're the new guy, you don't really know anyone, and that bartender has their regulars, and, you know, it's just so crowded there, and you're trying to get a drink, and you literally have to yell and push your way in to get a drink, and then, you know, that bartender has so many options that how are you going to get your second drink? Well, you either have to, one, tip that bartender a ton of money.
Right, which always works. It does work.
Right? So that's marketing without the pixel. That's marketing to cold traffic. Like, you're just yelling at people. You're just trying to get someone to just throw a bunch of money at a wall. Hopefully that's something sticks. So this is what happens when you don't use the pixel. Now, when you use the pixel, and again, I'm saying the word pixel a lot, it's just one little piece of coding. It allows you to cut through all the noise and really talk to people, your target audience that care about what you have to say, and you save so much money that can be reinvested into marketing to more people, because some people are thinking, like, right now in their heads that, hey, I have a very small audience. I don't have a big web presence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the real magic of Facebook, because once you have enough data, which it doesn't have to be a whole lot, you can actually take your audience and you can create a lookalike audience, which means that Facebook will say, hey, you know, these type of people have similar attributes. They're around the same age. You know, they like the same type of things. They visit the same type of websites, and they seem to be your ideal client. We'll actually go out and find more people, like the people that go to your website for you, and now you can multiply the audience that you already have.
Insane.
You can multiply the audience you already have.
What is that? If we're getting technical, though, is that like your audience's friends? Is that like what that is, basically?
No, these are not your audience's friends. These are people, because Facebook knows so much about you, because, one, Facebook buys data on a yearly basis, and the top three data firms in the world, Facebook buys data on all their users, and two. And this is all because they want to protect the user and the user experience, so they don't want marketers who ruin everything to, you know, send you guys the wrong information. So this is why they do that.
Mm-hmm.
And two, every action, like you join a group, Facebook knows about it. That group has a particular topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you enter your age when you first join Facebook, right? Every time you have a life event, Facebook knows about it. A birthday, you get
married. These are all so true.
All these little things, like, you know, you visit Home and Garden Television, or, you know, your hobbies, all these type of things is all present on the web. And Facebook knows, I mean, I don't want to say they know everything, but they pretty much, they probably know more about you than your wife or husband know about you, right?
I don't know if that's kind of scary to think about, isn't it, a little bit?
It is scary, but the alternative is even worse. And that's like, I mean, Jay, like you know, you love your dog, right?
Right.
I mean, do you love cats?
Not as much. I'm not against cats, but yeah, right, I like dogs more.
Cats. Yeah, but you wouldn't want to go on your Facebook and see a whole bunch of cat commercials for cat food all day long.
Good
right?
point. Right, that wouldn't be relevant to me. Right.
So that's the alternative. So it's a little bit creepy, but it's for a good reason. You know?
Right. That's so, Tash, this was so fascinating. Oh, my God. Okay, so basically they need to come to you to learn more about, you know, targeting to their audience, right? Isn't that the goal? Even though you work with mostly contractors, I'm assuming our audience members are all across the board in terms of business, so.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'll gladly help anyone that just wants to learn a little bit more about, you know, how to correctly pixel your website or how to set up custom audiences or, you know, just to talk and, you know, pick my brain about something. You know, you can always reach me on Facebook, David Tash. I'm active on there. You can message me. Or you can, Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So I have like a side note before we get into game time, but in regards to SEO, like how would you, does SEO and Facebook advertising kind of work similarly? Like how does that work?
So, all right. So we build sales funnels for our clients. So it's not just Facebook. Facebook's the front end of it.
Right.
Like a funnel is like a sequence of things, right?
Right.
So on the middle, we use something called the landing page, and it's like a one-page website. And on those on that one page website, we have the ability to put in build an SEO so that way that ranks on Google, and like it's good, it's cute, but at the end of the day, SEO is kind of dying out, and like here's the reason why, right? Like let's take roofers again. I know I'm gonna talk a lot about roofers.
Well, this is your main clientele anyway, so that's why it makes sense. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know that's what I'm most knowledgeable about.
Right.
So. What happens, like, over the years is, like, roofers will go to a lead generation company, like, let's say, like, an Angie's List or Thumbtack or, you know, or Yelp or something like that, right? And they'll pay them to generate leads for them. And then they'll also pay, like, you know, this random guy $500 to do SEO for them locally or something like that, right?
Uh-huh.
So what the lead generation companies are doing is they're taking all the money from all the local roofers and all the local contractors, and they're creating powerful SEO. They're hiring full-time people that all they do all day long is SEO.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have a guy that you're paying $500 a month and filling out like this rinky-dink questionnaire, and this guy does work for you for maybe, I don't know, 5 hours out of the entire month, and you're competing against the same people you're giving your money to, and you're pretty much killing yourself off, you know?
Right.
So SEO is it's not dead. It's just it's a lot harder than it used to be. And these lead generation companies, they're so smart because they offer guys like a really low rate or like a pay-per-lead type system. And what they do is they put the value in themselves and they devalue the actual companies that are giving them the money.
That's crazy.
But they're cheap, so people do it. You know?
Right. Well, because how would the customer know any better? They had to listen to this podcast to find out more, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen to the Next On Scene podcast. It's probably the smartest thing you can do all day.
That's love, Tash. Thank you. No, but seriously, this was really factual today. These were, like, great tips and insider scoops on advertising, especially with Facebook. So we're going to play a little game time so people can get to know you better outside of work. So you can answer them however you want. And there's no time limit. This is just fun. So first question, what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
Something that I have to do in my daily routine? this is going to be weird, but I like to change my son's first diaper of the day.
Really? That's for what reason?
Because I know how hard his mom works with him. So I can at least say, like, hey, you got to sleep an extra 15 minutes because I changed that first diaper.
That's a good dad and a good husband right there. Good for you, Tash. Husband plus, points. I hope Stacy listens to this show afterwards. That's love.
Plus, the strategy has worked out because now he's saying dada because when he wakes up, he looks for me. So he's like, dada, dada.
Aww. And, you're smart. That's the marketing brain in you.
It was unintentional, but hey, like I'll take it.
No, it's in your marketing brain genes. That's what that comes from. You're so funny. I love it. That was very cute and sentimental. Good job. Okay, so if you could spend a day with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
If I could spend a day with anyone in the world, I would probably have to say probably be you, Jay. We would just do podcasts all day.
We would, Tash. That's awesome. No, but seriously, if there was anybody that was famous, like if you could pick anyone in the world for one day, because we're friends, so we'd hang out anyway, right? But like somebody you've never hung out with before.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah.
Anyone alive that I can kind of like,
it could be somebody that passed away too. People have done people that have passed away.
That passed away.
It could be anyone.
I wonder if it was anyone that passed away, I would choose my grandfather because he passed away when I was two. And like when I was only 2 years old, but I remember exactly how I felt like when I finally figured out what happened. And like, he was like my best friend at the time.
Aww.
But if it wasn't, you know, someone that's living now that I can kind of hang out with, there's so many great people on this planet, right? I would probably say maybe like Michael Strahan because people say we look alike.
I was going to say, you know, that is a true fact right there.
You know, maybe we can get like a nice photo op going. We can use social media.
And you both played football, so that's not that weird.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, is there something in him, though, that you admire, like in his qualities that you would want to learn from him?
He's a natural leader, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, his genetics is just amazing. Like, just a freak athlete. Like, always the strongest guy in the room. But he's, like, his discipline. I mean, after football, you know, he started working on NFL Network. Well, those Sunday games, right? And I remember, like, hearing somewhere that he would have to fly to, like, L.A. and then fly back to New York on a weekly basis to make that show. Then he started, what was it, the Kelly and Michael show.
Right.
And everyone thought he was going to quit his Sunday NFL job. But no, like, he made a commitment. He stuck with it. He's still there, by the way. So he was flying from New York to L.A. to New York. It was crazy for him. And, you know, this is a guy that he's already made, right? He's already had, you know, his millions and, you know, things are going well for him. Like, he didn't need to do that. But just because he made a commitment, you know, he stuck with it. So, you know, that really shows to what type of person he is. And I think it'll just be really cool to hang out with that, you know, that type of guy, and you know, maybe make me raise my game a little bit.
No, that was, I didn't even know that he did that. The LA to New York thing. That's crazy. Cause yeah, now he's still doing Good Morning America.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just like that. Come on. He's probably up at like 3 a.m.
So, does he sleep is the real question. Does he sleep? Yeah. Hopefully he does at some point. No, that was really inspiring, though. Yeah, because obviously, you're just like you said, like, he already has his money made. So he's doing this out of pure enjoyment at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's like he wants his kids and he wants his people to just catch him in greatness.
Right. No, I love that. That's awesome. Manifest it, Tash. You'll get there to hang out with him. He's still alive, so it's definitely doable.
Well, I saw him once in the Hamptons, but
yeah, but you probably didn't hang out with him. You were probably working, right?
No, yeah, I was working, so I didn't get a chance. I just saw him walk by and I was like, oh, that's Strahan. You know, it's like that was it.
There will be a round two, I'm sure of that.
He walked in by himself and he kinda like just looked around and hung out for like 10 minutes and left by himself.
Really?
Yeah.
A man of many words. Not really, but that was obviously, he just was there to make an appearance and leave, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, one of those. No, that was pretty cool, though. Really, really inspiring. Okay, last question. If you were able to bring one thing with you on an island, so take out your wife and son, what would it be?
Well, I'd probably say a cell phone that has unlimited reception, so that way I can talk to my wife and son.
Oh, those are good. That was good. So, but what if there's no reception on this deserted island? What would be your second option?
I would like either a jetpack or something that can get me off the island.
That's a good one.
You know, make like a Gilligan boat or something.
I love it. Utilize your skills while you're there. I'm sure you could build something. There's plenty of like trees and branches and you'd figure it out. You're pretty savvy.
I don't know about that. Not when it comes to things like that. I'm savvy with like thinking up ideas, but as far as building it myself in my hands, I don't know about that.
Yeah. No, whatever. But I really liked the cell phone one. That was clever. I haven't heard that one yet. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think like the real joy in this world is people, you know, there's power in people. So if you have to be by yourself on an island, you know, that's the equivalent of not even existing, right?
It is, pretty much, right? If you're completely disconnected.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. Really good ones. Good job, Tash. That was fun. So what is next for Tash Advertising? So you're niche marketing into contractors, obviously. What is the goal for the rest of the year in 2018 for the company?
Oh, well, we have like our, you know, we have our growth plan, like exactly how many, you know, what we expect and, you know, how much growth we expect for the year. And, you know, we create that every single December going into January thinking of like where we can improve and where we can grow. But being that we are a young company, like it's much better for us to just focus on a handful of clients instead of, you know, trying to be everything to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very, very particular and very smart on the clients that we choose to bring on. Like, we want people that, one, they're invested in their marketing, they want to grow their company, and two, like, they're respectful of, you know, all the work and grind that we do for them, and because we're gonna, you know, we're gonna respect them as well. And, you know, I'm up at 2 a.m. sometimes, waking up at 5 a.m. sometimes, trying to figure out a problem for, you know, a particular client. And, you know, if you're going to have that type of work ethic, you need to make sure that you're working with the correct people that's not going to, you know, take that for granted.
Right. No, those are, I mean, it totally makes sense. And I feel like every lead leads to something else. Every connection you make leads to something else, right? So it's all putting in the time and effort and planning it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, it was super inspiring. This has been so fun to have you on, Tash. I'm totally going to want to have you on more often with all these tips and tricks for people to know about. It's really inspiring.
Thanks, Jackie. I really appreciate that. And hey, I'm open to come back anytime. I mean, except Facebook is always changing. Marketing is always changing.
Right. So there's always stuff to learn. Seriously, we should totally do this like once a month. This would be awesome.
I can be like a resident podcaster.
Exactly. Hello, David. Actually, audience members, for anyone, for right now, anybody who's listening in, you were like one of my first shows ever when I first started. I think you were my first guest. You were my first ever guest when I started 3 years ago. So you are the best. I'm so happy. How crazy is that?
Man, it's been 3 years already.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Like, time really flies.
It does. And everybody, David is newly married. Woo! That is very exciting. He had a beautiful wedding that I was happy to attend in Punta Cana. That was awesome.
Well, I tell you, like, newly married on paper, but, you know, she had my heart from the moment I met her.
Aw, that's love. That is real love. So, what advice would you give to, what did you say?
I said, which you had a huge part in playing, by the way, but that's for a different
That's for another show. No, I'm so happy it all worked out. You guys are just the absolute best. Stacy is a gem. So what advice would you give to newlyweds or people that are getting married?
I would say just enjoy it. I mean, it's definitely a journey, like the whole getting married and planning the wedding, and it's just so many moving parts, and, you know, it's your actual wedding day just goes by so fast, and there's so many people that you want to give time to, and you just can't because there's just not enough time in that day.
Right.
So just really just take a deep breath and enjoy, because it really is a magical moment, a magical day. And you know, I think guys, you know, we always tend to like lean on like the, you know, the tough guy side, like, ah, it's just a wedding, ah, we don't really care. I mean, trust me, like, you're gonna feel it. If you don't feel something, then you shouldn't be married.
Right. Good advice. That was really good advice. So if you're thinking about getting married and you're not feeling this right now, don't stick with it, right?
Because
you're in for the long haul with this one.
Oh, yeah. There's no turning back with this one.
Exactly. Awesome, David. Well, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on today.
My pleasure. And, you know, thank you again.
Of course, anytime. And we're totally going to keep this going. So audience, stay tuned, because David will be back for sure. We'll come up with a new topic on updates for Facebook algorithms. Right, Tash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having me on the Next On Scene podcast. Next On Scene podcast. Please, guys, if you like this show, give it a 5 stars on iTunes. And, you know, we appreciate the comments. So I'm just really auditioning to be Jackie's co-host.
Yes, goals right there. Goals. I love it. Why not? I'm all about it. So thanks, everyone, so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Be sure to check out Tash Advertising, tashadvertising.com, at Tash Advertising on social media. Get in touch with David on Facebook, David Tash, and stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene.